Two things birthed the New Testament church: the cross of Christ and Pentecost. It's the two things. Two things were necessary to birth the church. And we know, of course, that the cross came through Jesus. And we also know that Jesus is the Word of God. Okay, we know that Pentecost came through the Holy Spirit. And so that we know the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God Himself. And so as believers, to live this vibrant life with God that God intends for us, come on, you know the good life. Come on, you know the overflowing life. Come on, the life where God has already made way for every good thing for us to have. We need both. We need the Word and the Spirit. We need the Word and the Spirit. You do know that, right? We also know from the Word of God that the Word is often referred to as the bread of life. And we know that the Spirit of God is often referred to as water, or He's depicted by water. The work of things that He does is given by water. And so our substance of our spiritual life is to eat the Word of God and to drink of the Holy Spirit. All right? Now, you know, last week I had forgotten. Forgive me, Lord. But Pastor reminded me today when I went to tell him that I felt like I had something of the Lord to share tonight, and it being about the Holy Spirit. He said, great, because last week I preached on the Word of God. He preached on eating the Word of God. And so this night, tonight, we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit. We're going to talk about, of course, we know that the Word and the Spirit are equally important. It's really only as we partake, we can only partake of the divine life of God to the extent that we partake of the Word of God and the Spirit of God. But tonight I want to talk about some things of the Spirit of God. You know, the Bible says in Psalm 23, what is it? Psalm 23 verse 5, I think, that the Lord has prepared for us a table. Amen. Come on, he's already prepared a table. And it doesn't matter what season, it doesn't matter what's going on. There is a table that is prepared for us. And upon that table, there are many, many things have been placed upon that table for us. Things that we need, things that God purposes for us to have, things that will fulfill the longing of our heart. And so we need to know what is available at the table of God. We need to know what's available so therefore we can pull up to the table and fully partake of what's upon that table. Of course, we know the Word of God is on that table, and the Word of God itself provides all kinds of things for us. There's life in the Word. Come on, there's power in the Word. We see so much from the Word. In the Word, we see the promises of God. We see the heart of God. We see the nature of God. But there's also things on that table of the Holy Spirit. So it's not just to come up and just partake of the Word, but it's also to partake of the Holy Spirit. We need to know the Holy Spirit. We need to know what's available through the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. There's some good stuff available in the Holy Spirit that if we don't know the Holy Spirit, if we don't embrace the fullness of the Holy Spirit, if we don't learn how to live with Him and work with Him and be led by Him and hear from Him, then we're going to miss out on some things. Because there is some good, good stuff of the Holy Ghost. How many of you believe that? How many? You know, it's kind of like, I'm glad many of you believe that. Those of you that didn't raise your hand, I'm going to convince you tonight. Praise God that there's some really good things in the Holy Ghost. It's kind of like, you know, smartphones today. I'll take Pastor's phone and I won't know how to work it because... But a smartphone, you know, these phones, there's so much in a smartphone today. You do know that, right? There's so much that you can do with a smartphone. But if you're going to really utilize the smartphone, if you're going to take advantage of all of the features and all of the abilities, you're going to have to first figure out some things about what it can do. You know, maybe you need to go to YouTube and listen to some tutorials or some videos to help you know. But then once you know, it's not just good enough to know. If I know like that this has a GPS and it can get me where I want to go, but I don't pull it out and use a GPS, then it's really useless. And this is what happens with the Holy Ghost many times. So we have to learn what is in this phone, the capabilities, but then we have to use it. How many of you have ever, I've done this. How many of you have ever learned something new, whether it be on your phone or on your computer, and you did it one time, you were really excited about it, and then kind of some time went, and you didn't do it again. And you know, maybe you weren't thinking enough about how it would really benefit you, but you didn't do it. And then before you know it, you don't really know how to do it anymore. Anybody besides me ever been there? Well, that's kind of what it can be like sometimes with the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's not just good enough to hear some things about the Holy Spirit. We have to practice what we know. We have to work with the Holy Spirit. We have to yield to the Holy Spirit. We have to respond to the Holy Spirit. We have to go after everything that the Holy Spirit is and can be in our life, because Jesus purposed that we would have the Holy Spirit. My spiritual father, who is in heaven now, Kenneth E. Hagin, he used to say this. He used to say that the world has to be taught to receive Jesus. He said, but the church has to be taught to receive the Holy Spirit. And that receiving is a continual thing. It's not like just we receive him one day and that's it. It's a continual, everyday life in the Holy Spirit. And so one benefit or one thing that's provided at this great table of God through the Holy Spirit is that we can partake of living water. Hallelujah, living water. So in the Bible, salvation is pictured as a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Then we have scriptures that tell us we need to learn to drink from the wells of salvation, to learn to drink living water. And then there are scriptures that tell us that the living water is actually on the inside of us. And so we have to learn how to tap into and even release these living waters that come through the Holy Spirit. So let's look at a little scripture tonight so that I can get a good start. Turn with me to John chapter 4. Hallelujah. Because I want you to be able to drink tonight, partake of living water. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. John chapter 4, verse 14. This is Jesus speaking. And he said, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. So there's something of God, there's something that we get from God, there's something that we get through the Spirit of God that causes things of God, the life of God, to spring up and gets us into the fullness of everlasting life. Now remember, when I say everlasting life, I'm not just talking about life one day in heaven. Yes, we have life forever. Now we live with God forever. Our life with God never ends. We live with God forever. And that includes one day in heaven, and then we're there until we come back into the earth, and then we live together. But everlasting life, eternal life, the God kind of life, Zoe life, is alive right now. It's alive in you. It's alive in me. We're to be partaking of this eternal, I'm talking about the essence of God kind of life, and to do it right now. Right? Right. Right. I mean, like right now. I mean, like no reason to delay it. Let's go ahead and get into it right now. And then we see in Isaiah chapter 12, verse 13, it says, therefore, with joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. Hallelujah. So do notice that with joy. And that's why we preach and talk a lot about joy. Listen, the happiest people in the world ought to be the Christians. Praise God. We can wake up every day with a smile on our face, happy, just because. Why? Because we have life in God. We have life with God. God's never going to leave me. He's never going to forsake me. He's never going to forget about me. He's always here. He's in me. He's with me. He's for me. And that just makes me happy. But it says with joy, so there's something about joy, and I'm not going to get all into that tonight, but you do need to learn to have some joy. You need to learn to count it all joy, even if it don't feel like joy, but let some joy spring up, work up some joy, get into some joy, laugh a little, laugh a lot, find something to laugh at. Sometimes you can do it by the Spirit just because it comes up. Some other times you need a little help. I have all kind of funny videos and stuff I have saved. And sometimes when I just need to laugh, I just start pulling them up and watching them. Because the Bible says that joy is good for you. It does your heart good. Amen. And so with joy, we're to draw from the wells of salvation. We're to draw up eternal life. We're to draw it up. That means there's a part that we, it doesn't just come up. Did you see that? It doesn't just say it's there and it automatically, it says that with joy, we can draw it up these from the wells of salvation. Then turn to John chapter 7, verse 37. Back to the New Testament. Now Jesus, it says Jesus in verse 37, on the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and he cried out saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Hallelujah, look at me. Jesus said, let him come to me and drink. Anytime we're thirsty, anytime we need refreshing, anytime we need reviving, anytime we need some life, anytime we need something of God, come on, getting us out of the humdrum of natural living, something into the supernatural, Jesus said, come and drink. He didn't say, come and think. He didn't say, come and read your word. He said, come and drink.
Amen.
In the words of Mark Hankins, sometimes the church has too many thinkers, and what we need more of is drinkers. I am a drinker. Do I got any drinkers with me? I hope so. Jesus said, Jesus, the Lord of all, Jesus, the one who knew what we needed, he said, come to me and drink. That means Jesus provided something for us that we need. It's called a drink of living water. Go on with verse 38 here. It says, now he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. The King James actually says out of his belly. So what we could say is out of our innermost being. Come on. When we tap in, when we begin to draw up, out of our innermost being is going to flow something of God, something of the life of God. It's going to flow rivers of living water, rivers of living water. Hallelujah. So in the Bible, the symbol of water, in various aspects, it's talked about water as rain. It's talked about water as a fountain. It's talked about waters as a well. It's talked about water as a rivers. It's used to depict the Holy Spirit and the work of the Spirit. So that, you know, the Spirit was initially given now in Acts chapter 2. Y'all remember that? In Acts chapter 2, where the Holy Spirit was poured out, and it said that tongues of fire sat upon them, and then there was an evidence. There was an evidence of this baptism in the Holy Spirit. Who knows what that evidence was? It was that they spoke in tongues. Come on, they spoke in an unknown language. They spoke words that other people couldn't understand and couldn't articulate and didn't even know what was on. And listen, when this happened, people were seeing them, you know. People were seeing them and they were unsure what was happening. But Peter said this. He said, "Look, we're not drunk as you suppose." So that means like they didn't get just like a little sip of water and still were all prim and proper. It means they got a good, like they got themselves filled up on this Holy Spirit, on this living water. I mean, rivers of living water. So it's just started to pour out. They were probably just, blah, 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 you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, the Bible says when we get a tongue, sometimes it's like a, blah, 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 it's like a stammering tongue. Y'all didn't know. I mean, some people are so like, you know, and it just comes out. That's not what happened to me. I mean, that's good as long as you get it and whatever way it comes. But I got the stammering. When I got it, I got the stammering tongue. It actually talks about this in Isaiah, stammering. And that was like my lips were going so fast. So they were working so fast that it's like syllables. I couldn't even get like real syllables. You know, it was just like all over the place. And sometimes, because that is an aspect of tongues, you should have stammering tongues sometimes. Sometimes I think stammering tongues is more, it's more the fullness of the overflow. It's like, you know, when we're shouted about, seated about, ka-ta-ta, but then there's some, there's so much, it wants to just come out, and you almost can't contain it. Come on, I'm talking about a life in the Holy Ghost here. I'm talking about drinking of the Spirit. And if you were to look at some of y'all from my perspective, you would see what I know that you need. A good drink. And I know, I hope this is not your first night here. If it is, then just, well, we're going to have to go with it. I don't ever go back and watch myself preach or anything because I just looked like just so. But you know what? I just decided a long time ago, I'd rather lose all my dignity for the Holy Ghost. Come on, there's just something about going with the Holy Ghost. In Acts chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit was poured out and they began to speak in tongues, and it was really a party. It was really a drinking party is really what it was. At the evidence, at tongues, some of them were confounded. Some of them were a little agitated. Some were amazed. Praise God. Others doubted. They didn't know what was going on. Others mocked. And so it still is today. Still is today. Unspiritual people, people of the world, will never understand this life with God. They'll never understand life in the Holy Spirit. They'll never understand why we want to laugh. They'll never understand why we can just have a good time, why we can get a good, they'll never understand it. Never will. And even Christians that are really not spiritual, Christians that have kind of closed off their heart to the things of the Spirit, they like to be real orderly and just like things put in it like this so that they can understand it and they can contain it. They'll never understand it. Because that's what it is to yield to the Holy Ghost, is to yield to the one greater than yourself. It's to get outside of self, of your personality, of things that you're comfortable with. I've told y'all this before, but when I got baptized in the Holy Ghost, I did everything that I did not want to do. Remember, I had tried to get it at home by myself because I had heard sometimes that kind of weird stuff might happen, you know? And so I was going to get it at home by myself just in case anything really weird happened. You know, because I had an image to maintain and I was very put together, you know, and I had it all together and everything, even though I really didn't. And so when I the Lord tricked me, y'all remember he tricked me to go forward at this huge church, like 1,500 people. He tricked me to go up thinking I was going to get prayer about something else. And what I got was the Holy Ghost. And I fell on the floor. I mean, and everything that I didn't want to do, stammering tongues, spit was going everywhere. I was crying. Makeup was running. My hair was all twisted and turned. I had big tear stains all over my silk dress. You know, it was not pretty, but it was powerful. And when I got up, I tell you what, things had changed. I had changed. My life began to change. I got a taste of something. I got a drink of something that was heavenly. I got a drink of something that was supernatural. I got a drink of something that was spiritual beyond what I had known. Even though I had known God for 20 years, it was beyond. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So it is the same today. And really, you know, it's, we really just don't care. Really, I don't care what people think, and I don't care what people say. I don't care about the naysayers. When I'm in the presence of the Lord, come on, when I'm speaking a heavenly language, come on, when I'm connecting with God, when the waters are being stirred up and starting to overflow me, I really don't care what anybody else thinks, because there is something so life-giving in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm thankful. I'm thankful that we can drink of living water. I'm thankful that we can get a good drink. So let's look at Isaiah chapter 12 just for a moment. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, this is Wednesday night church. This is Wow Wednesday. Woo, You might be stumbling out the door tonight. I've been in meetings before where literally I had to sit for so long after the meeting was over because I had drank so much of the Spirit that I was so intoxicated, I couldn't drive. And then one night I remember I was in a church meeting like that, and I was so, but everybody was leaving. And so I was stumbling out to my car, and I got on the road, and I hit the curb and ran up. Good thing nobody was there. But I just pulled in the parking lot and sat for a whole long time until I could get myself together. Praise God. Praise God. So it says that we will draw water. We will draw a drink. We will draw water from the wells of salvation. Everybody just smile for a minute. It's going to be all right. You know, in the old days, they literally drew water from wells. If they wanted water, if they needed a drink, whatever they might have need of for water, they had to literally go and draw it up from the well. It didn't just happen automatically. It wasn't just something they had. They had to draw it up. They had to make the effort. It's the same for us today. We have to draw living water from the wells of salvation. Well, guess where salvation is? Salvation is not far off in heaven. Salvation is in my heart. Salvation is in your spirit. So really, our spirit, who is housing the Holy Spirit, we are the container of the living water. And we must learn to draw up. It's right there in us, living water. Water that produces, water that causes us to live. It's right there in us. But we have to learn to, remember, Jesus said, come to me and drink. And then he actually said, remember that water was going to spring up into everlasting life, going to produce something in us. So it's a fountain of living water. It's supernatural, life-giving water that we're to draw up and we're to drink. So you could look at it this way, like what water is to your body. How many of you know water is like really important to your body? Like your body cannot go without water. So what water is to your natural body, that's the same thing, it's the very same thing of what drinking this living water is to our spirit.
Amen. Amen.
So that's a good correlation so that we can understand that. Our body, our natural body is made up like, I think it's like 70% or something of water. So it operates on water. Our spirit, operates fully when we're partaking of the living water, when we're drawing up from the Holy Spirit this eternal life. And you know, with water, one thing about natural water is that you don't wait till you're like so thirsty, like my mouth is parched. Like you don't starve yourself of water all day and then only go occasionally. You drink water all day long. I mean, most of us, we're endeavoring everywhere we're at to have some water with us, drinking it, not because we necessarily want to, not because we necessarily even feel it at the moment. We're not waiting till we have a feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm dehydrated and I need water. No, it's that we're drinking it because we know it's beneficial for us. And so it's the same thing with the Holy Ghost. We can't wait and just starve ourselves for weeks upon weeks or days upon days without connecting to the Holy Spirit, without stirring ourselves up in the Spirit. We'll get weak. We'll get dehydrated. We have to understand the benefits of stirring ourselves up, of letting this drawing up this living water that's going to produce something that's beneficial for us so that we do it consistently. Sometimes, you know, we don't feel like it, so we have to do it by faith. Because why? Because it's necessary for us. We have to make time for it. We have to put forth the spiritual effort. And this is why you have to keep ever in front of you the benefits of the Holy Ghost. Everything in the Spirit works by the Holy Spirit in us. Even reading the Word and understanding it works by the Holy Spirit. You can go days and days and days without eating in the natural, but in the natural, you must drink consistently.
Yeah, man.
Good word. Good word.
We've got to stay tuned up and tuned into the Holy Spirit. You know, in my, I understand water and how important it is to have water for your body. But you know, how many of you ever get busy? Come on, you're struggling in the busy thing to try to find your water. I have a water mug in my office. And so my goal is to come in the morning and instantly fill up my water mug. Because if my water mug is there and it's full, I'm better at making myself drink water all day long. But sometimes I come in and it's like my to-do list. And I start, I'm just going to do one or two things. I'm just going to do this. I'm just going to do. And before you know it, 2 or 3 hours has gone by and my water cup is still empty. And because it's empty and I'm working, I'll go, oh, I'll get water in a minute. Oh, I'll get water in a minute. I'll do it later. And before you know it, half the day goes by and I barely had any water. We can't be like that with the Holy Ghost. We have to recognize the need to get up every morning. Come on, get up every morning. Throw your head back and say, I'm going to get a deep, deep, good drink of the Holy Ghost right now so that I can have my day, live my day with the Holy Ghost. If we'll get filled up in the morning, then just kind of maintain it along the day. Our day would be so much more spiritual, so much more alive.
Good word.
Hallelujah. There is some effort in drawing up that water, but it's kind of like, you can think of it like a garden. How many of you know that with a garden, you know, you're planting things in the garden, but for things to grow, it needs to be well watered, right? For things to live, there needs to be a water supply. Water is a major part of the growing process, of the producing process. Really, if there's no water, there's no growth in a garden. In a garden, if there's no water, there's no life. You understand that? So we can correlate that to our spiritual life. Our spiritual lives, our heart, our spirit is the garden of God's kingdom.
That's right. Amen.
It's the garden of spiritual things. It's the garden of spiritual forces, right? Like life and power and faith. And they come out of our heart. And so that's why the Bible tells us in Proverbs 24, verse 23, that we're to guard our heart, or we're to keep our heart with all diligence. For out of it, out of our heart, out of our spirit, flow or come the forces of life. So spiritual life comes from our heart. It comes from our spirit. So just like we know when we hear the word keep or guard our heart, many times people are thinking, guard it. Keep everything out that doesn't belong in it. Absolutely, yes, that's true. We need to keep out unforgiveness. We need to keep out offense. We need to keep out bad doctrine. Come on, there's all kinds of things we need to keep out of our heart so that the life of God can flow out of it, so that you can have a good life, so that you can experience the kingdom of God, so that you can have things work for you. But as important as keeping the wrong things out, it is keeping the right things in. Putting the right things in, maintaining the right elements, which would be living water.
Amen.
If we're going to want the things of God which are in us in order to grow and to produce and to give life, we're going to have a steady, full supply of living water. We're going to have to tap into this life in the Holy Ghost and partake of the living water. Hallelujah. Glory. The living water is a fountain, it says. It's a fountain of life that never runs dry and it never runs out. So there's never an excuse. We can never go and say, I couldn't get it. There was no water today. There's a drought. There is no drought in the kingdom of God with the Holy Ghost. There's never a time you have to have a dry season. I hear people talking about a dry season, and my first thought is they're just living outside the kingdom. Because in the kingdom, there is a never-ending fountain that is consistently operating, consistently producing, consistently offering living water. This living water is how we live. Every Christian wants to live this vibrant spiritual life. It comes through a life in the Spirit. You don't have to turn there. I'm just going to recap it for you. I know many of you have heard it, but we see it in Ezekiel 47. You remember the prophet Ezekiel? He had a vision, and in the vision he saw waters that were flowing. At first they were very shallow waters, and the waters continued to rise. And then it says again it was measured, and now it was a river. So this is first to let you know that you do need to be progressing. There's always more in this life with God. There's always more in the Holy Spirit. There's always more manifestations. There's always more tongues. Yes. Did you know there are new tongues that you haven't tapped into yet?
Yes. Amen.
Come on, we're going after more and more and more. We're stirring up to a greater measure till we get to the fullness is what we're looking for. Because it says, then it was a river that I could not cross, for the water was too deep, water in which one must swim, a river that could not be crossed. And then the Lord said to him, Son of man, have you seen this? And he brought me and returned me to the bank of the river. And then the Lord began to talk to him about the river, and he said, when it reaches the sea, its waters are healed. And it shall be that every living thing that moves, wherever the rivers go, will live. Everything in your life can live. Aside from difficulties, aside from challenges, aside from people, the world, everything in your life can live, can thrive if we will operate in the fullness of the Spirit. If we don't let our tank get low, if we don't let our water level get low, if we don't forget to drink for a day or 2 days or a week or a month. It says, there will be a great multitude of fish because these waters go there, for they will be healed, and everything will live wherever the river goes. When you're feeling a little low, tap in, draw up the living water from the well of salvation. Drink and let your soul live. Then verse 12 says, along the bank of the river on this side and that will grow all kinds of trees used for food. Their leaves will not wither and their fruit will not fail. Fruitfulness comes out of you partaking of the living waters. Faithfully, consistently. For they will bear fruit every month, because their water flows from the sanctuary. That means it comes from God. Listen, we're not making this up. We're not trying to stir up something that's like of your soul or something that's of the world or something that's outside of God. We're talking about living water that comes from God Himself. It flows from the throne of God Himself. You know, in heaven, there is a river of life, and it comes from the throne of God. It's our destiny forever. And right now, we're to experience that spiritually. Hallelujah. It says their fruit will be for food and their leaves for medicine. So the rivers of God, they're moving, they're flowing, they're active. Listen, this river is full. It's full up. It comes from this wonderful life with the Holy Ghost. We must love Him. We must go after Him. We must commune with Him. We must fellowship with Him. We must build a life in Him. It's in Him that we live and move and have our being. Anything outside of Him, Smith Wigglesworth used to say this, anything that's done outside of the Spirit, he considered it a failure. No matter what it looked like in the natural, no matter how things might seem, if it's done outside of the flow of the Spirit, the living water comes from the Holy Spirit. The supply is inexhaustible. It's unaffected by times and seasons. It satisfies the deepest need of our heart. And it makes us fruitful in the things of God. This living water, it brings divine life. The essence of God, the life of God. I love that it said everything that touches it lives. All we have to do, Listen, we don't even have to go search and like drive and like, it's right within us. Every day accessible, this living water that brings life. Hallelujah. That's why we drink, because it brings forth life. So we do need to be drinkers. We need to be good drinkers. We need to be consistent drinkers. And we need to know how to drink together. Listen, drinking together is fun. Drinking together is good for us. You need to learn to drink together. We need to learn to drink in the corporate assembly. We need to learn that when we're here, we don't always have to be refined and sit in our chair. And I'm concerned. Listen, I don't care if you tear the roof off. As long as it's with the Holy Ghost, go for it. Y'all do remember that story I told one time where this was in the old building, but we were having a very well-known preacher come preach for us. And this I think was the first time that they were going to be there. And so I was sitting on the front row and I was trying to be all dignified and, you know, and stay and play, you know, their meeting and don't, you know, and all of a sudden I'm sitting there and it's like my elbow kind of, and I'm like, and then my elbow, and all of a sudden I realized in my elbow it was the Holy Ghost. And, you know, I don't want to grieve the Holy Ghost. Come on, we ought to be so concerned with grieving the Holy Ghost. Not responding to the Holy Ghost grieves the Holy Ghost. Not yielding to the Holy Ghost grieves the Holy. The Holy Spirit of God is grieved. And so I just decided if it goes again, I'm going with it. And when it went again, my elbow came up. And when my elbow came up, the Spirit of God came on me and plopped me out of my chair, my bottom onto the floor. Boom. I mean, I just came out of my chair. Boom. But when my bottom hit the floor, the whole place erupted. And people were drinking and shouting and running. Oh! So you need to drink. And if you have trouble drinking, you need to find out who the drinkers are. You need to sit by the drinkers. Look for the drinkers. But we've got to learn to drink together. Remember, the Lord told me this year that there were some things for us in the corporate assembly. We've got to learn to go together. We've got to learn to do it together. You know, sometimes when you eat, if every time you ate, you were at the table by yourself, it would get really boring. Sometimes it's fun to partake of the table together with family, with friends. Amen. And so we have to learn to drink of the living water like in service.
Amen.
I'm for that.
If you're sitting by Dudhead, just close your eyes. Don't be a Dudhead, but if you're sitting by one, and you do need to learn to drink by yourself too. Listen, the same Holy Spirit that will move upon you at home will move upon you in the corporate assembly. If you'll let Him, if you'll allow Him, He's looking to. He wants to be amongst the family. He wants to move amongst the family, do some things. And you have to be free enough to go with it. I want all of you to lose your dignity just like I did. So when we do start drinking, there is an evidence of it. So something is going to come. from the evidence of it, whether it's tongues or it might be a spiritual song. But the Bible says, you know, that out of our belly or out of our heart is going to flow. Something's going to come. When we start drinking, something's going to come out. And I have to say it, I've never seen anybody drink with their mouth closed. If you're a very quiet person, it's all right. It's all right. God has quiet people. God has loud people. It's all right. But if you're a very quiet person, you're going to have to let God. I guarantee you that the Holy Ghost will want to make you loud sometime because it's outside of your nature. It's outside of what you're comfortable with. Just get a drink. Some of you might like try by start it like by smiling. Like give God something to work with. But as we partake of this living water, life begins to flow. I'm talking about spiritual life really begins to flow. And listen, if you say, I don't see it, I don't know. It's not about you seeing it. We do these things by faith because the Bible tells us. But if you will do it long enough, if you will be consistent with it, if you will give yourself over, at the end of it, somehow, somewhere, at some time, you will recognize that God has done something. As that life begins to flow, healing begins to flow, restoration begins to flow, wellness begins to flow, the fullness of God begins to flow, your faith will come alive. Come on, you'll tap into wisdom. The love of God will begin to flow. Are those things that you might like to partake of? I tell you what, the further we go into this thing with God, you remember that the Bible says that darkness is going to cover the earth. And gross darkness, the people. There has never been a time more when the church needs to learn to drink and tap into living water than today. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Listen, when we tap into that water, when we let the rivers begin to flow, how many of you have ever been in a river? You know, and I'm not talking about a river that's like this, okay? This is not the river of, God is in the overflowing measure. I'm talking about a river. I'm talking about a big river, a deep river, a river that's flowing. You know, the river of God has a current to it. It'll take you places. Come on, when you get to flowing with the Holy Ghost, if you'll not get stuck in where you're at, what you think I need to be doing, where I need to be going, on your own power, if you'll just lift your feet up and go with the flow of the Holy Ghost, go with the river, you'll find yourself getting into the places that God has for you. And you'll get into them with His love, with His power, with His grace. When we find ourselves fighting against the stream, not going with the flow, things get difficult. Sometimes you need to just get in your room, shut your door, and just start drinking and drinking and drinking until you're in the river and just float along. I'm just floating along. Sometimes I'm gonna make my life get restored. I'm gonna make my heart beat. I'm gonna stop making it. Only God can do that.
Amen.
And He does it through the flow of the Spirit. Get a good drink. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Jesus gave an invitation. Come and drink. Just come and drink. It's a free invitation. But he said, come to me. He didn't say, come to a ritual, come to a method, come to a routine. It's out of relationship. Oh, what a life, what a life. What a life. Out of our belly's gonna flow something of God. Hallelujah. Rivers, not a river, not a little sprinkle, not a little stream. No, I'm talking about rivers of life get to come. Refresh us, revive us, renew us, restore us, cause us to grow, cause us to produce, cause us to live. So it almost sounds like, this is the thing about God, is that how many of you, you know, recognize that when you, when you hunger for God, yes. The more you hunger for God, yes. The more you hunger for God.
That's right.
And the more you hunger for God. And the more you hunger for it, it's like there's the more you go after it, the more you participate. It's the same way with the Holy Ghost. The more we yield to Him, the more we respond, the more we drink of Him, the more we partake of the living waters. It's like an abundance, and it just keeps going and going and going and going. And that's why there's just some of us that like we're just like so in love with the Holy Ghost. You do remember that when Ezekiel saw the water wasn't bringing life at the low levels. It had to get to the fullness of river capacity. And that's what I find with a lot of Spirit-filled Christians. We have the Spirit. I've been filled with the Spirit. I speak in tongues some. But it's like we're operating way at a level way below what the fullness. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly great and abundant things above all that we could ask or think, according to the work of the Spirit within us, according to, so it's not, do you have the Spirit in you? It's like, what working measure is alive in you right now? Ha ha. It's like, okay, this might be an odd illustration, but I'm going to say it anyway. So it's like there's really a pull on this side. It's like really, they're like pulling over here. Come on, Sophia. Come on, pull it, girl. Come on, pull it, girl. Pull it so I can come over there. Come on, Chuma, get in it, brother. Get with it. But it's kind of like this, okay. You know, the world is searching for the fountain of youth. Right? I mean they would do if there really was a fountain of youth, they would do anything to get to it. They see the value of it. Why? Because really, you know, as the body grows older, not our spirit, because listen, we're eternal. My spirit is eternal. It doesn't age. It's eternal. That's why I still feel like I'm 17 on the inside. So as our body gets older, our body begins to experience, the decay. The Bible says that the outer body perish. Come on, it's perishing away. Come on, we get a few wrinkles, we get a few things here and there. Not me, but y'all. But that's why the world is looking for the fountain of youth, so that they don't grow old and eventually. So the world would do anything to find the fountain of youth. I mean, they would give anything if there was a fountain of youth. They would give up money. They would give up their time. Listen, we have a fountain that is eternal, of eternal, everlasting life. And Jesus said, come on. Come on and drink of it. Come on and partake. We've got it. We're just passing through this life. Yeah. Woo! Glory, we found the fountain. And that's why we ought to recognize that if you are not drinking every day, you have not tapped into the reality of the benefit of this life in the Spirit. And I want to tell you that your life will not be as God intends. It will not be fully as good as God intends. You will not fully access or experience the things that God has for you if you're not living at a level. Come on, we need to press ourselves. Come on, we need to go up. Come on, we need to go for more. Consistently, every day. It's like when you wake up, before you think of everything that you have to do, it's like, I've got to get a drink. I've got to get a drink. And don't forget that it says out of us is going to flow rivers of living water, life-producing, miracle-producing waters for our own lives and for ourselves and for others. Not just for me, but for others. Come on. We are the body of Christ. Jesus is the head. He is in heaven. His Spirit is in us. We are the body. We are the ones in the earth doing the works of God. We're representing God. We're representing Jesus. Come on, we're stretching forth our hands that people can be healed.
Amen. Yes,
so if I have a need, I know how I can run. Not that we don't need each other, but in a moment, we know how to run to the Holy Ghost and get a drink and stir up life so that we can, everything we get, we receive spiritually. So when our spirit is stirred up with this life, we can be healed, we can be delivered. But other people don't have that. So when I meet someone else, the only way that I'm going to meet their need is by giving this life-giving river that flows from the Holy Ghost. We have to be instant everywhere we go. We can't see someone that has a need and think, oh, I didn't get a good drink this morning. I'm not full up enough of the Holy Ghost. I'm feeling a little low. I'm feeling a little weak. The world can't afford that. The world can't afford you not being on your A game. We got to be full. We got to drink. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some people are looking up. I'm hoping they're not ignoring me. Look up to God.
Help me, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We get to come. We get to come. We get to come and drink. We get to come and drink. An open invitation every day to drink of the living waters and have the waters flow. Have the waters flow. Out of my belly, out of my belly. Oh, and life, 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 life. Oh, there's life, 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 life. So how do we drink? How do we drink? How do we drink? How do we drink? We fellowship with the Holy Ghost. We commune with the Holy Ghost. We yield to the Holy Ghost. We open up our mouth, speak in tongues. We tap in. Come on, let's tap in. Come on, we draw up. Living water. Ringa. Come on, just tap in yourself for a moment. Don't think about what anybody next to you is doing. Just close your eyes for a moment. Come on, tap into the Holy Ghost. Yield to the Holy Ghost. Come on, let thanksgiving come from your heart. Come on, let a spiritual song come up. Come on, hymns and spiritual songs coming from the Lord. Just give your mouth to the Holy Ghost. Give your tongue to the Holy Ghost. So don't even worry about getting all your syllables out. Just drink of the Holy Ghost. It's life producing. Rome. Come on, spirit to spirit. Come on, connect your spirit with the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit have his way. Come on, draw up. Come on, Zabo. Come on, give the Spirit something to work with. You might not understand what's happening, but spiritual things are happening. Just drink. Don't stop. Don't be wondering. Don't be thinking. This is not thinking time. It's drinking time. Shut your mind off. Put your mind upon Jesus and yield to the Holy Ghost. Come on, let yourself delight. Delight in the Spirit. Shut up. Come on, let the sounds come. Oh shababa. Oh hi, shababa. Oh, Keep going. Maybe you don't have tongues yet. Just thank the Lord. Just praise the Lord. Shout it about ha ha. Come on, praise Him with the sound. Ha 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 ha. Just let something out. Shout it about sa ba ba. Shout it about sa. Tongues are so ba 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 ba. Pariye pe. Shapariye pe pe shopo. Poki ka ka. Come on, just drink. Come on, just drink. A show, ba 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 ba. Ha ha ha. Come on, just drink it in. Just let her take a big gulp. Shoba. Oh, shoba. Bay. Shoba. Oh, shoba. Baba. Oh, la tishki la la la. I got my eyes closed. I'm not looking at you. So, bye-bye. Don't you look at me. Shout it about casa. Oh, come on. Don't be a scoffer. Don't be a doubter. Shout it about ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Oh, yeah, ba. Oh, yeah, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, yes, bo. Ah, yes, Mokaka. Zip, come on, we're not drunk as they suppose. Shut it up. Come on, we're getting filled up. Koshaba. Tanked up for the days that are ahead. Shut it up. Pa, 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 pa. Oh. Sheepa, ha, pa. Hikaraba, hamba, hika. Zipere, ha, 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 ha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Kashada. Come on, I would encourage you if you're a quiet person, do something loud. Do something loud. Show them. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Oh, show them. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Show them. Ha ha ha. Come on, let it come. Come on, let it come. Get all of it. Come on, drink all of it. Drink all of it. Shout it about. Ha 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 ha. Oh. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha ha. Ho, 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 show it a baba. Ho, show it a ba 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 ba. Spring up, life. Show it a ba pa pa ba ha 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 ha. Shut up, ba 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 ba. Come on, what if you knew God was fixing things right now? Shut up, ba ba ba. Kiki, go out, go boy. Hey, oh. Ha 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 ha. Oh, Shobaba Hada. Hada, 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 Riki, Ki, Shebeke. Oh, 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 ha, 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 ha. Oh, the morning is going to be so much better. Shoba ba ha ha. Ha ha. Come on, you're going to have a new perspective. Shoda da ba si ba ha. 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 Ho. Hey. He. Ha. Ho. Yes, yes. This is church. Ha 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 ha. Oh ha 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 ha. Ha ha. This is Holy Ghost church. Shoda da ba ba. He's having his way. Shoda da ba 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 ki ha. Ha 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 ha. Praise the Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha. Ho. 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 Thank you, Jesus. That was just 20 minutes. Can you imagine what your life would be like just every day? You can do that at home. We can do it together. We do have to do these things together. Like with the Holy Ghost, we have to do it together. We have to be able to go there together. We do. We have to be able to go there together. How many of you tapped in? Uh-huh. Good, good. How many of you can always already sense something of God's life? Maybe you feel God's peace. Yeah, maybe you feel God's joy. Maybe you feel lighter. Do you feel lighter? Like right now I feel like I'm just, you know, you're just lighter. I feel fuller. I feel fuller of God. Can't you sense? Can't you sense how close? We got a holy roller over there. She's rolling, rolling, rolling. Everybody's rolling. Do you feel stronger? Feel like I might could take on the world? Hallelujah. Listen, we need to be in the category when it comes to Holy Ghost things, and even in the corporate assembly, we need to be in the category of being amazed, not of being agitated. We needed to be in the category of believing fully and going with it, not doubting or wondering. If you're doubting, and we get in moments like that and you're still up here, it's okay. But what that means is that you need to continue on. You got to continue on so that you can tap in. And once you learn how to tap in, you get better at tapping in and you can tap in more quickly. You know, it doesn't always have to take 20 minutes. Sometimes it can be 5. Just throw your head back and go with it. I mean, you can just go and work and get in the bathroom and close the stall. Just get a good drink right there. Woo. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But I will promise you this, because I know it to be true, that right now we start up life, and in this moment, there's more of a sensitivity to the Holy Ghost. There's things that are happening. And so, like, if you need to be healed, healing would flow more easily right now. Woo. Hallelujah. Woo. So, you know, you might just go inward and find what you need and go ahead and get it. Go ahead and receive it right now. The Spirit of God's touching it right now. I tell you what prompted my message tonight. I leave for South Africa on Monday. And I was going through some things, but I actually had a vision. I actually had a vision before Kenya. And I saw people who were, looked like they were a little lifeless, I guess is a good word. And all of a sudden, as I was watching them, in front of them appeared this river, this water. And I stood up and the minister that's going with me on the trip, we both stood up. And when we stood up, it's like something stirred in the waters and the people began to run to the waters. And it was living water. And as living water touched them, it just, their lives were changed. And so today I was reading through some notes about just the living water, and I felt like we need this.
Yes, we do.
Hallelujah. Just a good reminder what's available to us, praise God. Amen. So get a good drink every day. Drink liberally.
Yes, amen.
Tap into the living waters.
Amen.
Let it produce in your life and in the life of others. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo. Are we happy? Can everybody smile? Thank the Spirit of God for working with us tonight, touching us, refreshing us, reviving. Aaron is like still like he's like going. Flowing in the river. Flow. Pastor, does that mean you're cutting me off?
There comes a time when you have to cut off all the drinkers.
Oh, man. But happy hour is not over. We're always happy. I'm going to do the offering.
Yeah, we know that not everybody taps in and able to every time. Okay, so don't start condemning yourself or worrying about yourself. Just realize that, hey, you know, use your faith and trust God. Use your faith and believe something. Find a scripture. I mean, I don't know. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You can see him in heaven, yeah, but you can see him tonight. Blessed are, just keep your heart real pure about everything, and you'll experience God. Let's say it that way. Blessed are the pure in heart, they'll experience God. Blessed are the pure in heart, they'll hear from God. Blessed are the pure in heart, they get to laugh with God. Blessed are the pure in heart, they can get in there and experience this times of refreshing. Hallelujah. And one more little teaching tip. If you've never laughed in the Spirit, here's one way to head that direction. When you pray in tongues at home, 15 minutes a day, 30 minutes a day, an hour a day, somehow you're praying in tongues a lot. Notice in tongues, because you can pray enough in tongues. In any one moment, you pray in tongues 15 minutes, 20 minutes. At some point, you've prayed through and you've finished. And what you'll see is that the Holy Spirit will lead you through tongues. He'll give you utterance. And then when he's done giving you utterance, there'll be a note of praise at the end. There'll be a feeling of excitement, thanksgiving, joy, smiling, encouragement. You'll sense it spiritually. That's the same type of a feeling where you can jump in like this. It's a feeling of refreshing. It's a feeling of a note of praise, and it comes from your spirit. So when you pray in tongues, watch for that. When you pray in tongues, that's when you know you're done praying in tongues. And go ahead and just add a little laughter in there. And then all of a sudden you can laugh at home in the spirit. We're not talking about just laughing in the natural, because it sounds like sometimes you're laughing in the natural, and you might be for a moment. The goal is to laugh, and that's why you hear people saying, ha, ha, ha. What we're doing is we're laughing in the natural to see if I can jump, get in the spirit. Because it'll start with a ha, 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 and it'll end up with like what's happening to Brian over here the whole time. And there's a real blessing in it. There's a real blessing in it. So.
Thank you for joining us for the preaching of God's Word. We trust that your faith and your love for God is stronger than ever before. More information about Stevenson Ministries and Houston Faith Church is available online at houstonfaith.tv. Chaz and Joni Stevenson are the pastors of a dynamic, growing church in Houston, Texas, and have a New Testament vision of preaching the uncompromised Word of God with the power of the Holy Spirit, helping people get saved and building strong Christians who can impact their world. Houston Faith Church is a place where the love of God is real, where lives are changed, and where followers of Jesus become fishers of men.